Yes, greetings to you in Jesus' name. Once again, I'm glad you called in. My name is Jody, and I want to be able to share with you again from God's Word and hopefully be an encouragement to you. And I know that as we take a look at God's Word and let Him do a work in our hearts, He always brings good out of it. And so with that, I want to get started here. I'm going to be reading to you about some things that I think are just right here, so important for our day, and has been for a long time and will be. All of God's Word is very much to the point of right here where we live, but we know that one day there's going to be a return of Christ Jesus the Lord, and we are in the last days. The Bible alludes us to that, just shows us that we are living in the last times. We don't know when the return of Christ will be. Nobody knows that except God the Father. So there's no use in trying to make guesses, but we can look at the temperature, so to speak, of the world as we go on and we see things happening. And so anyways, I would like to just read a couple of scriptures here and give you some food for thought here, and hopefully you'll just meditate and contemplate on these scriptures. Ephesians 6, I've read this before, and I'm sure others have shared this, because it is such an important truth, and so many people do not understand this, and I'm not saying I fully understand it, but I see what the issue is here, and I ask God to help me to keep focused on the truth here, which is Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And right there, I can just stop for a moment and say, now look, it's not going to be you. It's not going to be me. It's not going to be somebody that's an elder or a leader in the church over your congregation or wherever you might be attending. It's going to be the strength of God in the power of His might. And we have to understand that very, very fully to be able to do the battle that God is calling us to. Verse 11, he's saying to us, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We're fighting against the devil himself, but it's not up to us. The devil can wipe us out, and we've talked about that before. We're no match for him. But God has given to us armor that we could stand against the wiles of the devil. And verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And so it's very important to recognize where the battle is, who is the adversary, and how do we stand strong in the Lord. And he gives us these instructions here. And if you go ahead and read more in Ephesians there, you'll find out some specifics with that. But I'm just going to get that to get us started. And then I want to go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And just a really brief description of this letter that Paul's writing to the church in Thessalonica. There was news got back to Paul that some of the believers in Thessalonia had been told that the second coming already happened and that Jesus had already returned to earth. And Paul wanted to correct this problem because it was obviously a lie. It wasn't true, and some people were being deceived. So I'm going to just start in chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him. He's talking about the return of Christ, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit or by word, nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. There's going to be an antichrist that is going to dazzle the world. And if we're not in tune with the scriptures and the Spirit of God, will be caught up in that deception as well. Verse 5, remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Remember the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. That's the only two kingdoms there are. The kingdom of this world is under the sway and influence of the devil and darkness and sin. But the kingdom of light is going to overcome that kingdom of darkness. And it's going to be he's going to destroy it with the brightness of his coming. God is light. We talked about that. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, that's who he's going to destroy, with all power and signs and lying wonders. He's going to be a real deceiver, going to capture a lot of people in their mind to follow him. Verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion. I want you to think about that. God is going to send strong delusion. And who's it to? It's to those that are walking in unrighteousness because they received not the love of the truth. That's verse 10, that they might be saved. They skipped over that part. They ignored it. And God's going to send very strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Verse 12, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's a very sobering thought there, that there are going to be some that reject the love of God and the plan of salvation that he has laid out for humanity. And because of that rejection, they're going to be given over to be deceived. And it's going to be strong delusion. I mean, it's very strong. God's going to send it himself. And if we are not ready, if we're not prepared, we're going to be deceived by the Antichrist. There's going to be signs and wonders that he does. There's going to be all kinds of things that would make us think that maybe he is the Messiah, the Christ. But he's going to be, there'll be some fruit that shows up. It's unrighteousness. It's going to be something that is off. We're not going to know it unless we're in the scriptures, unless we're filled with the Holy Spirit of God, we're walking with him, and we're clad with the armor of God. If we have those things and we're keeping our heart towards God, he is going to help us to be not deceived by the Antichrist. I just want to encourage you today to keep seeking the Lord. I know you're seeking the Lord, or else you wouldn't be calling in for these messages. Seek the Lord and help others also to be encouraged to do the same. People that's in your influence, people that you know, your friends, your loved ones, to get into the Word of God, because we are in critical times. These are times when there's going to be a great deception falling away. There's going to be awful things happening, and God wants to spare us and save us from all of that. So my encouragement to you is stay in the Word, stay in fellowship with God, and let him reveal himself to us day by day. God bless you as you seek him.